Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I have the master plan today to deliver. I have a brainstorm that I think is going to shake you in the right direction. But before we get to that, the topic for today, something that affects us all, unless we live in the jungle or with the Eskimos, and that is radiation. Electromagnetic frequencies that may or may not harm us. It's a debate still. Unstoppable, relentless, and as far as I'm concerned and others, cell-damaging radiation. The problem, something we didn't evolve with. We didn't evolve with these, and because we didn't evolve with them, as you'll see later, we really don't know how to protect ourselves. We don't have a natural, inherent protection from radiation. That means cell phones, iPads, iPods, laptops, desktops, the old fat computer, the new skinny ones, my new radio studio, and don't forget the good old TV set or the good old new TV set that sits in your living room that's as big as a skyscraper. Are these things really as dangerous or is this a false alarm? Up for debate. You're not going to find the institutions at large to tell you these things are a problem, and yet there are some other very, very valid opinions, and we'll discuss that today. To me, the irony is that none of these electronic machines I just mentioned are nearly as dangerous as the magnetic fields running through your car seat as you drive to and from work each day. And of course, there's the biggest danger of all, and that's the radiation running through your bedroom walls as you sleep at night or don't sleep into the flesh of your brain, faulty wiring in the home. We got to do a little physics review to really understand this. You learned at one time that when you run current through a wire, it gives off a magnetic field. When you run current through a wire, it gives off a magnetic field. That's a very basic principle. Now, the strength of that magnetic field was, and still is, proportional to the amperage, or the amount of current that runs through the wire. So the magnetic field, the harmful EMF generated from a transistor radio, will not be as dangerous as the magnetic field generated, of course, by the electronics, say, on a jet. If you're subjected to small amperages or currents, you get small exposure. And if you're subjected to large amperages or current, like a jet, you get hit with a large magnetic field. And we measure the strength of that magnetic field in Gauss, or milligauss. That's the unit of measurement. And you can get, and there are for purchase, high-quality electronic devices that can be used to measure your personal daily exposure. I'll post some of these devices to my website, straighttalk.cc, this week. So your first concern when you're talking about these magnetic fields coming off electronic appliances is the intensity of the exposure, measured in milligauss. But there's another concern, and that's the particular frequency. Now I'm introducing another term here, the frequency of the magnetic field relative to that particular electronic device. Very basic physics, you've got frequency and wavelength. And maybe you remember a long wavelength has a low frequency and a short wavelength has a much higher frequency. What it comes down to is that the frequency of the magnetic field varies from a cell phone to a TV to a computer. And that particular frequency then is also related, not just intensity, but that particular frequency is related to the type of damage or to the amount of damage it's going to cause the cells of your body. So when you pick up a cell phone, there is an intensity of that magnetic field measured in some unit of measurement, and then there's a frequency. That frequency is like the dance or the jingle that the harmful ray does between the molecules of your body that's penetrating. Frequency and penetration relate a lot. So, for instance, the Gauss meter that I just mentioned that can be purchased will only measure the harmful magnetic fields with certain frequencies. So it can measure the magnetic fields from the faulty wiring in your home or apartment building, or the emissions from your car, or the bad frequencies from all the machines you might use, from hair dryers to chainsaws to microwave ovens. But that very same Gauss meter cannot measure the radiation or the magnetic field from a cell phone or a computer. If you have one of these gizmos, you can't use it on a cell phone. You can't use it on a computer. It doesn't work on those, but it'll work on what's coming out of your refrigerator or your TV set, because there's variable frequencies. Now, there's different types of technologies then to get accurate measurements. And unfortunately, right now, we don't have for the public instrumentation that's credible to measure the magnetic fields generated by cell phones, computers, things like that. Tough to get, expensive. Basically, this is in the experimental phase. But you can buy a Gauss meter from a company called F.W. Bell. It's about $250, and you can run around measuring on the freeways, in your car, in your home, near where you sleep at night. And if there's faulty wiring, you can get very credible measurements. And this is one tool we're going to talk about. The book we reference today is Robert Becker's Cross Currents, The Perils of Electromagnetic Pollution. Great book, probably the definitive work on the subject. And of course, I'll post it to my website, straighttalk.cc. I'm going to take a quick break. When I get back, I've got a brainstorm I want to deliver to you. And see you in a minute. Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery, anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye. Okay, we're back. Now, I want everyone to listen very closely. My number one belief, and one of the reasons I wanted to do this educational forum, my belief towering above anything you've ever heard me say, is that when patients don't heal, when you don't remedy your health concern, when you're out there, you're buying herbs, you're doing the best you can do, you're reading all that you can possibly read, and you're still failing, it's only because you don't have the necessary education to do so. I don't think we as a healing community have figured out a way yet to really provide people with the tools they need to heal. We try hard, we're well-intentioned, but we're failing. I am deeply committed to that statement. So I want to start a school for the public. I want to start a learning annex. I want to take 30 people to begin with who want to learn how to really arm themselves with the knowledge that it requires to heal. I don't believe you have to have great credentials to learn what nature once taught us. I believe we have to have doctors or teachers who are willing to make complicated things simple with an eager audience that's got the intention and commitment in their soul to take themselves to back to radiant health. And I've got the curriculum already designed. I already do this at my massage school. I want to do it out of our premier center in Santa Monica. I want to start to pool my radio audience across the United States in varying ways to come one Sunday every month from 12 to 6 p.m. That's one Sunday every month from 12 to 6 p.m. And I'll take assorted topics. I will rip through food from soup to nuts, A to Z. Every single food, where to get it, how to prepare it in the healthy way, all the theory behind it. I'll take apart food. Concepts like physical therapy to teach people how to stretch and strengthen their bodies correctly without hurting themselves. How to truly cleanse your organs. All part of this curriculum. So when we talk about a coffee enema, an olive oil gallbladder flush, all these questions, I can't get them answered in my office in 90 minutes or 2 hours. It's impossible. I can't do it on the radio. It's impossible. I want 30 people to come with this type of commitment, and I will get it done face to face. The practices, the therapies, the inside track, how the herbs really work. How do you make an herbal program for yourself with the knowledge I'll provide for you? One-on-one, face-to-face, so you can make relationship. And that's what's missing, relationship. What happens, I go through this all the time, people feel like they're totally alone. They have their office visit, they've got the radio show, but they're not really creating relationship to the healing. And that's what classrooms and schools should be doing. That's what the essence of a center is, the Church of Healing. And this is the concept. Now, I've got this wonderful center there in Santa Monica. Dr. Marshall's been kind enough to give us this thing, and I'm going to create a school out of it. So that's my brainstorm, $125 a month, one Sunday per month from 26, 6 hours of education, the functional stuff, not just the empty academics. This isn't about reading books. You're really going to learn to do month by month by month by month. You assume the responsibility, I'll teach, and it's all up to you. Okay. 310-320-1132. If you're interested, just leave your name, your phone number, and your email. We'll get back to you with the details, the curriculum. You don't have to lay out lots of money. You just start with one Sunday, and it will define itself for you. But I'm sure if you do this over 3 months, 6 months, a year, I think I'll be able to deliver the best health package that your money can buy. I think I'll finally make myself happy in this delivery. Now, I already do this, so I know it works. The best healings I've seen have been from people who come together in communion in a basically time-ordered way over time, so it sinks in, and then you make relationship with them. Okay, I'm going to take another break, and I'll be back in a minute.
Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery, anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Medici wants to thank everyone for listening to his show. And of course, you'll want to know how to make an appointment with the maestro yourself. If you're facing a health issue and need an expert orchestrator who can get to the underlying causes, then all you need to do is go to straighttalk.cc and click on Make an Appointment. Rachel or Joanna will call, get your appointment booked, and take the necessary initial health information. If you don't have a computer, feel free to call them directly at 310-320-1132. 310-320-1132. Dr. Medici spends several hours initially getting to know you and understanding your health concerns. His healing methods are about quality of health as opposed to quantity of patients. Your health experience at the Premier Center will be different than any other doctor's office visit, guaranteed. To make your appointment, submit a request online at straighttalk.cc or by calling 310-320-1132.
Okay. Robert Becker, MD, PhD, twice nominated for the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's the book, Cross Currents, The Perils of Electromagnetic Pollution. In the book on page 204, he quotes a study stating that at 3 milligauss, that's a very low reading of radiation. This study says that even at 3 milligauss, there's a statistically higher incidence of tumors in children exposed to these magnetic fields. That's only 3 milligauss. If you take this Gauss meter from this company F.W. Bell, model 4180, and you run around measuring the milligauss with this instrument for one day, if you go on the freeway and take an hour's drive measuring the magnetic fields on the road, if you go apartment hunting with this Gauss meter and take readings, you can't find a location measuring less than 3 milligauss. Dozens, hundreds of times I've been in an apartment store or an apartment, and I've measured 10 to 20 milligauss in that apartment, where people are staying at extended lengths of time, okay, and they may be pregnant, they may be trying to recover from illness. Very difficult to do, to try to recover from illness when you're exposed to high 5, 10, 15, 20 milligauss readings. Very difficult. I make sure for myself, I never live in an environment, and haven't in the last 20 years, that has had any milligauss whatsoever. And I'll go on record stating I'd much rather live in the wilderness for the rest of my life before I'd subject myself to these dangerous magnetic fields. And there's a darn good reason. It's very difficult to protect yourself fully. Nor will I work in environments for extended periods of time with reads greater than a couple of milligauss. You know, I spend a lot of my time in labs now where there can be very high exposure. And we're going to discuss the safeguards I take that you should take if you're in the same situation. But let's go to the cell, a little cell physiology. The real problem with the EMF is that the cells of your organs did not evolve and are not equipped to handle the EMF. Now, with the microbes, it's different. When the cell, which has had billions of years of relationship dealing with microbes, when the cell is attacked by the virus or the bacteria or the parasite or even the toxic chemical, the body's evolved multiple safeguards, defenses to protect itself, to protect its nucleus, its nuclear membrane, to protect its DNA. First of all, there's this lipid bilayer. There's a double layer of fat. That's the cell membrane. And that fatty membrane, okay, if it's functional, won't let the microbe in. Doesn't get there in the first place. It bounces off. It can't get through. Or the toxin, the chemical. Now, if it gets into the cell, if it's clever, if it passes through the membrane and it's in the guts of the cell, the cytoplasm, the cell will throw what you call a lysosome at it. It's this big bundle of chemical that engulfs it like an amoeba inside the cell.
just surrounds it and dissolves it. And as many responses mediated through the immune system that initiate a process called autophagy. Autophagy, A-U-T-O-P-H-A-G-Y, where the cell, via identification through the immune system, will eat part of itself to defend against something it wants to get rid of or that threatens it. It just looks at its inner area, and it identifies a part of it that's bad for it, and it just cuts it off, and it disappears. The cells evolve that mechanism. The problem for the cell when you aim EMF at it, frequencies like a ray gun, is that the ray sails right by the membrane, right through the cytoplasm or guts of the cell, right through the nuclear membrane, and then that ray collides with the ever-precious genetic machinery, the DNA. Too many hits to that DNA, exceeding the body's ability to repair that DNA. And what do you think this is the beginning of? That's right. Chronic disease, all the way to cancer. Now, these EMFs are extremely destructive free radicals. Dihydrolipoic acid, yeah. The polyphenols of green tea, reduced CoQ10. These are all important. These are all important antioxidants to take to counter this free radical damaging EMF. But there's a better way. And my strong advice, therefore, is that you don't get exposed in the first place. And we're going to discuss strategies you develop with nature where you're making much more connection to what we call the Schumann and Hartmann waves that the Mother Earth produces. Okay? A little geology. The outer layer of the inner core of the Earth is liquid metal, spinning at 1,000 miles per hour, which generates a frequency, a magnetic field at a frequency of 7 hertz. That same frequency that your brain resonates at. And these healing rays are called Schumann waves or Hartmann waves. You know, what you already know is the med body packs or the magma packs are clays which concentrate these healing rays or the frequencies of these healing rays. These are frequency-packed, healing frequency-packed parts of nature in a container. And these good, natural, God-made EMFs that all life evolved from will go into your body. But not if you stand or sleep in concrete and are surrounded by steel. You see, the way we're building things today, concrete and steel block the Schumann and the Hartmann wave. But on the other hand, if the floor of your home is made of wood, then these waves will sail right on in, untouched, and they prime the brain, the hypothalamus, the crown chakra, as some of you may understand it. So while you sleep, if you sleep on your wood-framed bed, on your wooden floor, not one that's laid down with concrete, or if you sleep on the earth itself, funny notion, but if you're sleeping on the earth itself in a tent made of natural fiber, and this is how we evolve, the earth's natural frequencies will fill your brain and direct your hypothalamus to deliver a specific current, the body's current, the body's magnetic field, to those cells of the body that are in danger. That's the way it's supposed to work. In classic healing traditions, if you're sick, if you're chronically ill, you sleep on the earth. That's how you heal. But what do we do? You see, modern man, we've got it set up now so that we sleep and work in what we call Faraday cages. Faraday cages. That means we insulate ourselves in synthetic concrete, with synthetic floors and synthetic walls. And then after we're insulated from these God-giving rays, these Schumann and Hartmann waves, we insulate ourselves from that. And then we add these harmful EMFs from microwaves, cell phones, TV sets, so on and so forth. So the Schumann and Hartmann waves do not get into your body. and you can't repair your DNA, etc. And then your body is everlastingly devastated by these harmful EMFs generated inside the Faraday cage. And all of this pounds away at your DNA mercilessly. That's the double whammy. So, number one, purchase a high-quality Gauss meter. Again, the company, F.W. Bell Model 4180. It's about $250. It lasts you a lifetime. You can trust its dependability. When you buy a house, when you look for an apartment, when you buy a car, when you take a job and you take these measurements, you'll know what you're getting into in the first place. How many people must be exposed at unbelievable levels each day for years? They don't even know it. Second piece of help. Learn the art and science of something we call the Vastu, V as in Victor, A-S-T-U. Vastu. In other words, these beneficial, life-giving earth rays that evolve out of this spinning liquid core hit the surface of the earth and roll into your home. Or they don't roll into your home as they are blocked or absorbed by the geography of the surrounding environment. Or the synthetic materials that your home is made of don't let them in. So if you're having a house built, if you're considering buying one, when you look at the apartment you're going to stay in, the more wood or unheated stone that your home or apartment is made of, the more resonant the structure will be with the Schumann or Hartmann waves as they roll into your home. Now, equally important, it's not just what your dwelling is made of, but it's the surrounding terrain. So if you look out your window on the north or on the east, and your living structure is blocked by a large hill or a mountain, those earth rays are blocked, you see? If the south end or the west end of the living structure slopes down, then the home will not contain those beneficial rays, even if the rays get in. So on the north and east, you want to look out and see a low slope so these waves can roll in, concentrate in the house, and then on the west and the south, you want to be backed up by elevation so that those helpful waves will be trapped there. Okay. But often what do you see? You see a home or an apartment complex with a high mountain a half a mile to the north or to the east. So you can't get those waves in then. The mountain blocks them. Or a large drop-off, like the house is at the edge of a cliff, and on that cliff end, it's south or west. Or worse, on the west or south, you've got a lake, a river, an ocean inlet, a body of water. Bodies of water on the south or west just suck the energy out of the house. So your most devastating scenario then, right, is the home where you've got on the north and the east, you're blocked. There's high elevations, mountains, apartment complexes, so on and so forth. So you can't get the Hartmann and Schumann in. On the west and south, you've got slopes down or water body. So what little you get in drains out and you don't get a lot in. Okay, that's the nightmare you don't want. So many homes suffer from this. You know, the irony is that high-priced real estate is often in the mountains or at the lakes, the rivers, or the ocean inlets, and yet this is exactly where you have to be particularly careful. Okay? So, the emerging scenario then is a home with bad vastu, bad geography, bad internal architecture. The shape of the home is also important, but I can't get into that today. And then the home is constructed with synthetics like concrete and steel, not wood or granite or even clay and mud. And then we load internal to the house microwaves and cell phones and computers and so on and so forth. That's what drives chronic disease. This towers over the cleanses and the herbs you do and your exercise programs. Towers. This in the hierarchy of health is way, way up there at the top. So, one thing you do, if it's at all possible, is you buy or construct living quarters. You build in addition to the house. if you can. I've had lots of people do this. They make a little addendum to the home utilizing a wood floor, not one built on concrete. Very inexpensive, made completely from wood, and this becomes your sleeping chamber. You start spending a lot more time connected to the earth. People do this, they say, my sleep is better. I've had people with some property, some land, all right, and use that gift of land to sleep in a tent made of natural fiber in the backyard once again. Something we rave about when we go camping, and yet something we don't think of when we're chronically ill. Or go live somewhere else. Now, that's not a popular choice, but I tell people this all the time. For those who live in bad radiation, sometimes that's the only intelligent, life-giving choice. You see, I have women all the time. They come into the office, they're chronically ill, and without knowing any of this, they blame it on the house or the city they moved to. And I know someone's listening right now that's saying, thank God somebody said this, because that's what happened to me. Ever since we moved into that house, life has been so difficult, you know, and you tell the husband, and the husband just doesn't want to hear it because he's thinking about rent and the job and the mortgage and the whole thing that men do. But this is women's intuition, and there's a wisdom to that. You know that feeling when the house just seems right or just wrong. And that's what the science of Vastu is all about. How to remediate your home, how to do something about it. Now, Healthline sells things like Tektite and Hemopro, EMF protectors, and can give you a lot of information about how to restructure the home in a more energy-friendly way. And you have to consider this, especially if the other choices are not feasible. We even have some people that do remediation. They'll come to the house and change things in the home to make it more energy-friendly. But I want to go on record as saying this. If you've got the education ahead of time, don't end up there in the first place. And enough people move apartment to apartment, and enough people turn over their homes, and enough people move from this city to that city. You have to bring this into your consciousness. It's already in your intuitive faculty. Just trust it. Here's another solution. A number of years ago, the reading on the Gauss meter I have jumped from 0 up here in Malibu to 7. One of the neighbors was driving a wire behind my dwelling. And I got the reading right away because I checked. So I contracted an electrical engineer. He came to the house. I paid him $500. And in 20 minutes, he simply reconfigured the faulty wiring and dropped the Gauss reading back to 0. Guy was about 70 years old, kind of retired, really believed in this stuff. You've got electricians and electrical engineers that understand this. When you have these problems in the home has been constructed incorrectly. Electricians, electrical engineers, Edison, they understand milligauss. They understand that if the numbers are too big, there can be a problem. The problem is they don't respect the hazard of the low reading. See, what a guy like Becker, what these books respect, the authorities at large don't respect. So if you've got readings of 3 milligauss, 5, 6, 7, if you're sleeping in that type of EMF, that's a big problem. So one option is if it's your home especially, it's so easy to do it. You call one of these guys, they come to the house, they're pricey, but they're worth every dime. I paid this guy $500 for 20 minutes, best investment I ever made. Another solution for you, supplementation. The magma packs and the med body packs. What are those clays? Those clays have this wonderful ability to concentrate the resonance or the energy field of those Hartmann and Schumann waves. And when you put them on your body, what do? They electrify you. They support your own natural electrical field. And they suck out the radiation. These things are so important, not just for scars. And by the way, what is a scar? with the scar, you can't bring in the Hartman and the Schumann wave. It's another perception. It's a deeper perception, in a sense, on what the interference field is. The interference field is a tear in the tissue, a twist in the connective tissue, the fascia, and it renders you unable to bring in these waves that generate off this liquid molten steel, turning it 1,000 miles an hour, giving you the ray of life. Can't get into your body unless you eliminate those scars. Now, you can use DHLA. You should. Green tea, reduced CoQ10 to neutralize the effect, especially when you, those of you in the audience who have to make a living and travel a lot. My God, make the DHLA number one, the green tea number two, the reduced CoQ10 number three, a friend. Make a cocktail, a teaspoon or two before the flight and a teaspoon or two of each after the flight with a little bit then of melatonin, okay? That's sort of the herbal solution there, but there's so many other things to do. All right, I got a ton of calls. I talked a lot. Boy, do we have a lot of calls. Okay, let's go to the phones now. All right. Let's see. All right, Michelle from Los Angeles. She's got weight issues and infertility. She wants to take her weight down, number one. She and her husband have been 9 years and have not conceived. I know what this is. All right. Michelle, hi, it's Dr. Medici. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Medici. Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right. Now, let me ask you, what ethnicity are you? Are you Latin?
I am black.
Okay, let me tell you what's wrong. And let me tell you, I've had a couple of wonderful cases, African-American women in the last 5 years whose periods clotted so bad. They had so much difficulty with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that every, sound familiar? That every
Actually, I haven't had any issues with my cycle as of the last few years. So I'm pretty regular in that area.
Well, let me continue.
Okay.
And what happened is that the amount of hormone that they make, and very likely the amount of hormone that you make as a healthy African-American woman, is being combined, okay, with a lot of toxic estrogen from the atmosphere. And when you explode your estrogen, the balance of your hormone makes it very, very difficult, okay, to sustain a pregnancy or to conceive. I see this all the time. I see it in a lot of African-American women. How old are you?
I am 34.
Okay. That's a very fertile age. Now, the period, how many days?
It is 30.
Okay. Can you tell me, how many days do you bleed?
Normally four.
Okay. Do you clot?
No.
Okay. Do you get tired?
Yes. I definitely have what I would say severe PMS.
Okay.
All the tiredness, the bloatness, the breast tenderness, every single symptom of PMS, it seems I have.
That, Michelle, is exactly what I'm talking about. You will conceive. This is the way you have to look at it, and it's exactly what I was talking about from the beginning. You have to take the period to 30 days where you have no PMS whatsoever. None.
Oh, wow.
Because what that's going to mean then is that for all the things that you are doing, you've taken your hormones to the point where they balance perfectly. And unless the estrogen, progesterone, etc., unless those balances are correct, okay, you're not going to be able to hold the embryo.
Okay.
The uterus is ready only when, I guess the best way to say it is, the period is healthy. I see this with a lot of Latins. I see it with a lot of African Americans. And I see it because they're such a healthy group of people. They make so much wonderful God-given estrogen. The problem is the American environment. from the meat, the cheese, the food. It's inevitable. The air, it's everywhere. These toxic estrogens get in. Great book for you to take a look at. What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Premenopause.
Okay.
By John Lee, medical doctor. Great book. You're what you call estrogen dominant.
Okay.
Estrogen dominant women can have this problem.
Okay.
I can give you a couple of quick hits, but the book is really what you want to get. One of the hits is you've got to flush the gallbladder. Go to my website, archive my first show on the liver and gallbladder flush.
Okay.
And learn what it is to truly flush out the liver and the gallbladder, because if the liver, when the liver's working correctly, it'll pull out all the hormonal imbalance and flush it out in the toilet.
Okay.
So the liver gets clogged. These are what you call in Chinese medicine, Michelle, these symptoms are products. They are direct products of liver congestion.
Okay.
It's not really that there's a problem down there in the uterus and the ovary. The uterus and
And in fact, I actually have I did all the testing with the dye. They inserted the dye.
You bet.
Nothing physically wrong with me.
Let me tell you something. In a different generation, in a different culture, your type of woman, all right, is the prize for fertility. And that's the truth. And the tragedy of it is we take our most fertile females now and we add all this toxic hormone in from the foods, the air, the soaps, everything. See it in that book. And when we add that in there, they become toxic hormonal bombs.
Right.
See, the breasts will have cysts. The ovaries will have cysts. In your 50s, you'll develop a fibroid. You see?
Right.
All sorts of things that linchpin off this fundamental problem that's really just a cover-up for tremendous natural health.
Okay.
So start there and get back in touch with me one way or the other. There's loads of directions to me on the website. Call my office, whatever you want to do, but stay in touch. I can help you, okay?
Do you think that's also the weight issue has to do with the estrogen?
You bet. I have no doubt.
Okay.
You're eating too much carbohydrate and you're an O blood.
Actually, I am a AB blood.
Okay.
AB.
Still, if there's too much carb in the diet, okay, your insulin is going to spike too high. And once, because there's too much carb in the diet and the insulin spikes high, even when you're active, your brain is telling your body to store all the food as fat.
Right.
The carb, especially for the African American, is not something you want to concentrate on. I have no doubt.
Okay.
High estrogen carb. Did you do the birth control pill?
Yes, I did. I did the birth control pill, the depot shot, all, you know, since I was probably 17.
Yeah, there you
on
go.
On and off for several years.
I want you to stay in touch with me one way or the other. I want you to get that book, okay? And I want you to get on the bandwagon here, because if you work hard within a year, you'll be fine. But the birth control pill is one of these things. Once again, it's going to destroy the liver. It's going to imbalance the hormones terribly. The birth control pill is just estrogen. So we have a woman that already makes a ton of estrogen, and then we add more estrogen with the birth control pill, and we add more estrogen with the food, and then we want to have children. It doesn't work that way.
Okay, doctor, I'm definitely going to do this gallbladder flush and get the book that you suggested, and I will keep you posted.
You just use this as a health resource. We'll nail this, all right? Really nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Ciao. You know, I could go on another hour with Michelle, and this is the thing, all right? She's a nice woman. I gave her a hint at what to do. How do we finish this? Where's Michelle going to be in a year? What's she going to be saying? Well, I did this and I tried that and I did this. In my estimation, the problem for Michelle is that we don't get her the information. What? I just fixed her with that advice? This needs supervision. And maybe that's not affordable. So what do you do? Now, if I had Michelle in a group of 30, I'll bet you I could put 30 women with her same problem into one room, and in 6 months, for next to nothing, just the knowledge we could impart to them would fix it. But we're not doing that. You see? That's the problem. All right. Let's see. We have Terry, Lake Arrowhead, faulty wiring causing a problem by where you sleep. Could you elaborate on how to, he's an electrical contract. Oh, fantastic. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Dr. Medici.
Hey, buddy. You know, all right, here's the thing. Let me read it to the audience again. A wiring problem in the house that's creating a sleep issue. Can you elaborate on how to correct this? You're an electrical contractor and like to add this service to the business. I hope you do, my friend. Now, there was a guy, I can't mention his name publicly because he's not doing it anymore. All right, I want you to call back later and I'll mention his name. There was a guy named Ken Griffith. Ken Griffith. His name I can mention because he came to my house a number of years ago. He was an electrical engineer. All right. He spent 20 minutes, and it has something to do, Terry, with, and I'm not going to be great at this. This is where it started to go over my head. What they did is on one of the water pipes, they ran the ground wire and the neutral wire together in the same bundle. And okay, somehow when that's done, the differential between the ground and the neutral, and I'm over my head right now, gives off this field when that's not supposed to happen. The wire is not supposed to be run on a water pipe, and the ground and the neutral are not supposed to be wrapped around each other. But this is in the fields where electricians and engineers study this, okay? This is one of the big no-nos. So if you just, let's see how we do this. Why don't you hang on after the show? Why don't you do this? Would you call back after the show? Call back at like 11 o'clock, all right, 13 minutes, and I'll have my board op connect you to me, and I'll give you the name of this other guy. He was fantastic. I have so much information on this. He taught me so much, and then he hit, you know, 65, and he said, I don't want to do this anymore. But he spent so many years helping people do this, and he did it for me. And then this other guy, Ken Griffith, years ago came and did it. And this is a field that a certain percentage of people get into. So I think I can fill you in a little bit more after the show, okay?
Yeah, sounds great. The thing.
All right, but please, this is a tremendously needed thing, and the public understands it. And, of course, Edison, et cetera, the authorities that be, they're not going to respect this. If they come in and they do the measurements and you're under, you know, 50 milligauss, 100 milligauss, they won't even respect the complaint.
Mm-hmm.
So call back after the show and I'll fill you in more.
Sounds great. I will do that.
All right, buddy. Nice to talk to you. I'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you.
That's just great. That's what you love about radio. Somebody might want to do this as a profession. That's what we need. Boy, do we need that. All right. Nose and cheek started. I'm just looking here. Okay. Janet, Sacramento. Rash, redness around the nose and cheeks. Okay. Started about 10 years ago. Reddish color just keeps spreading out from the nose and cheeks. What to do and what it could be related to. Let's talk to Janet. Hi, Janet. Dr. Medici. Hello.
Hi.
All right, Janet, hello. I just want to read this problem for the audience again. You've got a reoccurring rash, a redness around the nose and the cheek. It started about 10 years ago, and the reddish color just keeps spreading out from the nose and cheeks. What to do and what it could be related to. All right. Generally, this relates to an overloaded liver and an overloaded intestinal tract. Okay? And what happens is when both of those areas inflame because they're overstressed, there's a reflex that goes all the way up, and it starts to express itself in the cheeks and the nose. Now, let me ask you, what is your digestion like?
It seems to be good most of the time.
Okay. Are there any foods that you find yourself allergic to or have real problems with?
I have a problem with bread.
With bread?
Uh-huh.
Okay. With carbohydrates in general?
I seem to do a lot of carbohydrates.
Okay.
And I'm a type O blood, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
You've been listening to the shows then before, yes?
No. This is my first time.
Okay, well, welcome. Well, I want you to go to the show I did, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, on food. I want you to archive it from my website. You just have to leave your name and an email address. That's what I require. I want you to pull up that show, and I want you to listen to me talk about O-Bloods eating carbohydrate. Because what happens to an O-Blood that eats a carb, you're designed to have an inflammatory response in the intestinal tract to that type of food. And once you inflame in the intestines because of the food, you have these little big molecules, partially undigested molecules start to circulate in the blood. And that sets you up for an inflammatory condition. You'll get heat rashes, you'll get hives, you'll get redness on the nose and the cheeks. I guarantee you this is food related. And the reason it keeps spreading out, I understand it, it's gotten a little bit worse over the years, is simply because the longer you inflame that intestinal tract, okay, the longer you're going to make it worse. And that means you're going to get redder and it's going to spread out even more. Okay? So I think the best way to answer that, to get into more detail about it, rather than do it on the radio, is to have you listen to it on the show. And please listen to next week, because what we're doing with the show is I am turning this into an educational series. So we're going to start to see lots of overlap with a lot of these problems. And I'm hoping that if you listen to the show regularly, you'll start to know what's going on yourself. Okay? All right. Please go to the website and archive up that show. Okay, Janet?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's keep going. You're going to hear me say this, guys, more and more, because this is Janet's first time. That's fantastic. But if she archives up that show, we're going to be talking about O blood types, okay, who really have very harsh reactions to the carbohydrates. And just as she said, she already bloats to breads. I'll guarantee you, if we really go into that diet, she's bloating to a lot of carb. And this is creating this low-grade inflammatory bowel reaction, and that's ending up expressing itself through the skin. See it all the time. All right. Well, let's see. We've got time for one or two more, hopefully. Let's go to, what can you do immediately? Steven from San Diego fighting off a cold virus. What can you do immediately to get rid of this? Okay, Stephen, hang on. I'm going to take that after the show. Okay, I'll get to you, but we'll do that after the show. Then we've got one in ref. She had a full. Okay. All right. Let's go to Claire in Woodland Hills. She's got a strange one in reference to this topic. She says she had a full body nucleus scan to find out what was causing her pain in January. She woke up with a lesion on her abdomen about the size of a 50-cent piece, itchy and red. Now she keeps waking up with these lesions. It was biopsied, and they verified it was an insect bite. Her husband has no symptoms. She was told to take antihistamines. Why all of a sudden does she have this allergic reaction? Any relation to the radiation scan? That's a good one. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Dr. Medici. Hi.
Hello. Okay, Claire, I have 2 minutes. I'm going to start this now, and I'm going to continue it after the show.
I want to tell you I'm running a 3.8 CRP and a 43 SED rate. They did blood work.
Okay.
High level of inflammation going on in the system.
Perfect. So you know then that those antigens, those things that are creating the inflammation, are finding resolution. Or resolve, they're resolving to go out the skin.
That's what you said. This is the...
you bet. So the body's using...
things you said. Liver and intestines perhaps need to be addressed as far as cleaning them up.
Well, very, very possibly. The thing to remember here, okay, is that you may be dealing with radiation. Okay. And if you're dealing...
I asked the doctor that. He said that, how can we know if it's radiation?
Well,
I said, well, there must be a way to test that, but he said no.
Well, there are ways, all right, but they require instrumentation that's extremely expensive. I have to take you after the show, so okay. I will get right to you after the show, Claire. Please, okay. please hang on. We'll get this figured out. For the rest of you guys, please hang on. I'm going to get to all of you. I'll be answering the phone for another hour after the show. Okay, my friends, we're going to wrap it up. All right? Main point today, you want to get the inside track, keep costs down. What I want you to do is call that 310-320-1132 once a month, 6 hours every month, and I will deliver you in groups of 30 for $125, okay, an education. And if you take advantage of that education, it will drastically accelerate your rate of repair, because that's what you're missing, the education. I wish I could get more education to you. Help me make that come true for yourself. We'll all be happier then. Okay? We're going to do food. We're going to do physical therapy. We're going to be talking about herbs, really put together herbal combinations, all the questions I get in one-on-one forums so we can make relationship with each other. And that's how you heal, by making relationship. I've proven this in other learning facilities. I want to start it in our premier center in Santa Monica. That's 310-320-1132, Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.